Excellent, Shafiru Huza. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Sito with Lebo and Tato Rampedi. Guys, we're very excited today. I think it's going to be quite a nice podcast. We've heard your guys' cries. Hey, hey. You guys are centering this podcast around umjolo and relationships.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we were going through in this current, you know, phase of our life. So yeah, we will, you know, do a young pivot. But if you guys don't know, guys, got a really exciting live show coming to you guys very, very soon. So if you guys want to come to the live show, make sure you guys save your coins. More details are coming very soon. But yeah, to my right, I've got my co-host, Lebza Rampedi.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Lebo. today's a new episode. Today's topic is getting tired mentally. Seasonal depression, you know, when it starts raining, you know, you start saying, let me just be a little bit less productive.
Yeah.
You're pouring in everyone's cup but yours, how to change that. And when you are tired at the end of your rope, how do you start pulling back up?
Yeah. I think wow. One thing that we...
what a powerful podcast today.
Yeah. Lots of pressure on our side too, you know. But I think one thing that I've seen is that when we start getting towards the winter times, May's, the June's, it's low-key like the first... like phase of fatigue
coming
for everyone, because we've been working the whole year. I know from us, on my team, it's like we've been planning most of Jan-Feb, now it's execution, then we get tired of the routine and we need, you know, constant innovation. So I think we'll unpack, you know, how we feel and some tools you guys can practice to, like, you know, bring you back up to that feeling that you had when it was New Year's and you're saying New Year, new me.
Yeah, and then after that, we'll go into, or before that, actually, we'll start with our how are yous. That's just basically an interaction from you guys to us on our Instagram page at Seated With.
Yeah.
Check it out every Monday. I think Mondays and Wednesdays, we have something that's on our stories. So check that out. And as well as our short clips, which we love to share with you guys. You're getting love and we really do appreciate that.
Yeah, quick favor from my side, guys. If you guys could actually please follow the Seated With page. Right now, Lebo and I have been doing a big push to get more people to watch the show by actually, you know, doing collaborations with the page. But we want the page to live on its own with its own identity. So please, 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 if you're enjoying the snippets, please do follow it on TikTok and Instagram, because we're going to stop the collaborations quite soon, because we're trying to also tap back into our personal brands, you know. Lebo's been coming through with the fashion content and his comedic content. I'm coming through with some exciting things too.
Yeah. And then, of course, we'll go into top five.
Top five.
I won't mention top five, but you guys, please, 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 right now, because it is the beginning of the video, like the video. And when you get to the top five, please, please play with us. Okay.
Don't forget, guys, also have Laratarita, but we've got some exciting news. We've been seeing people do some dope things in the space. So we're going to give out two cents.
So let's get straight into it, into the podcast. We're going to start with how are you?
Yeah,
let's go into how are you?
So you guys said some really tough things this week, guys. Someone said medical school is stressful, but then again, I chose to pursue this career.
Yeah, yo.
I know that feeling, man. You know, I feel like when we're studying, when we're working, we're like, damn, I kind of prayed for this, but it's like, why is it so difficult?
Yeah.
I think we need to just keep the mindset that nothing that is great comes easy.
Wow.
That's my two cents for that one.
Real.
Another one says, I'm really lonely. The silence is so loud. It's deafening.
Yeah.
Trying to learn to enjoy my own company.
Yo, let me see. Let me try to help you with that one. Okay, so for that one, for 350 Rand checkers, you can get an electric blanket. It is 150 times 110 centimeters. perfect for loneliness. I know. Let me tell you something. A lot of loneliness starts with being cold.
Okay.
Warm up the body first. Put on a good show. Remember, spending time with you is a form of spending time with someone. Like, you are never alone, you know? You can be your own greatest companion type shit. You feel me?
This was not sponsored by Checkers.
But it's not sponsored by Checkers. But for real, only for, just one more time, 350 Rand.
Yeah.
Go check it out. 150 times 110.
I can't remember who I was speaking to about this, man. But I think we've spoken about this a lot between me and Lebo as brothers, myself and the team, a bunch of people. And it's like, we are so used to going to go and fetch relationships with friends and, you know, romantic partners. And it's so easy for us to pour into those people. So easy for us to love them, for us to gift them, give us time. But we struggle to do that with ourselves.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're feeling lonely, the first step you need to do is actually start treating yourself
better,
the way you want to treat other people. Yeah. And I swear down, if you start like prioritizing making yourself a good meal, taking yourself on the
wall. Spoiling yourself.
Giving yourself a
gift. The loneliness will decrease. I promise you. It will really decrease.
And from there, you'll have really good standards on, like, you know, how you should be treated. Mm. So when you start forming relationships, they'll be way more meaningful because you know what you like and you know how to love yourself.
Yeah.
If someone's coming through half-heartedly, not giving you the love that you can give yourself, you'll feel it. You know, hey, swipe to the left.
Yeah, definitely.
But another one here.
Yeah.
My job contract ended.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what to do with myself. I've been applying so many times.
So I've been applying for jobs for, how long have I been unemployed?
Like 7 months.
Seven months. I haven't gotten a single bite in terms of the fact like getting to like a final round, you know. And I want to tell you guys, like, the reality of being in SA is that, like, you know, unemployment is a real thing and job searching is a very tedious task, but it really, the saying, it really does takes 1 year, is a real thing. Just don't give up on yourself.
Yeah.
You are capable, you are able, you've had the job before, which means you can have it again. So just don't give up on yourself.
Yeah, I also think it's really important to do some skill development when you're in that season of unemployment.
Mm.
Like, keep applying, you know, every single day or whenever there's job opportunities, but really point to skills outside of what you have. I think we've got this like tendency of saying, okay, cool, I want to be a master, I want to be an accountant. Then you start doing courses related to accounting. But when people want to hire, they want to see someone that's good at accounting, but also maybe a good
project manager,
also maybe a good script writer, or someone that also has
technical skills as well. And maybe they know how to code a little bit as well.
Understand. So really pour into yourself, and also, like, that's the time for you to really push your side hustle. Like, if you've got anything you want to do on the side, you know, our 9-to-5s are always our biggest excuses. So if you're in that season of not being able to do that, pour into, one, self-love, two, work, or three, skill development.
That was the skill development thing is a big thing.
Yeah. Then the last one, that's the same person. The last one is, what advice would you give to a depressed first-year student who is struggling to adapt?
I actually don't know.
Yeah. I think that's a very, very tricky situation to be in.
It is. It does. No. Well, my advice to you would be, hey, listen, we don't adapt at the same rate.
Yeah.
Okay? So I know for myself, I adapted within the first 3 days of being at university, you know? Like, I was already had a group of friends and all those things, but I do know people that were alone until maybe like June or exam season, and that's when they started to participate with people and stuff. Just open yourself up to meeting new connections, you know? Yeah. And I feel like what makes university easier is community. Yeah. And if you're surrounding yourself with the right people, I promise you, they will give you the advice and keys to adapt into the space that you're currently in.
Yeah. I think we spoke about this a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
And we literally said that, and create visibility. And don't be scared to say hi, because how you're feeling is how pretty much everyone is feeling too. Yeah. So if you're that first person that can say hi, give yourself a target. You must say hi to 7 people this week.
Yeah.
And then, like, even if you just say hey and you walk away,
You've done a lot, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, she's a fire.
Yeah, too much, boy.
Yeah. She's a fire.
Then I saw that. I was like, yeah, right.
The buddy's in the studio, guys.
Oh, yeah, hey, buddy. And the bang!
and the bang.
The bang!
The bang. We're going to Lotta Tower, guys.
What about how are we, bro? Hmm? You want to talk about how you are?
Guys, I'm great. Like, okay. I am so good.
I'm okay, too.
I don't want to go into too much detail as to why I'm great, but I am happy. Like, I'm really happy.
That's good.
I think everything is like,
that's good.
It's just working out. Like,
yeah.
Not even from a financial point. It's just like all of Mbali's planning, all of Mbali's work towards signing new talent is coming through. We've seen a big push when it comes to my personal brand in terms of the creation of the content and just overall strategy. Yep. We're seeing a big push when it comes to Seated. Like, we are really consistent. Like, we show up every single week, which is exciting. And it's just like seeing Mbali's growth with being able to grow a brand from the beginning and give it like a long-term strategy to success. Is really exciting, because if everything she's planned is executed by myself, Tabang, Kenny, Swaggy, Ruby, and everyone, we're gonna really like make a extremely successful network. Like, I'm talking
big names.
Not even big. Like, it's gonna change all of our lives in the company.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that, like, you know, we can like make her planning come to life, because guys, she's been cooking, she's been planning. So I'm good in that regard. as we speak about spiritual, I'm going to Homestyle today, guys. I haven't been to Homestyle in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for that tonight. I think that's going to bang. I'm really excited to see Tabang. I'm really excited to see Lala. I'm excited to see Nompelo, people from Homestyle. And yeah, that's just exciting. And then what else we speak about? Mental health. I'm grand there, bro. I'm okay. Like I said, I'm really happy. I'm in a good space.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice things have been coming my way, so can't complain. How are you?
I'm okay, you know, taking it day by day. I'm so proud of myself. Like, my emotional regulation has been off the charts. I think that I've been trying to make sure that, like, with everything that I do, everything that I focus on, that I really do apply myself and be patient with myself if it's not going my way.
Yeah.
I didn't make content for a week, like a solid week. That's the first time I haven't done that since, I think since last year in October.
Yeah, you're
which is insane.
You were quiet for a while.
I was quiet for a while because I just said
I was
to myself,
on TikTok and I was like, "Oh, Lebel posted a video."
Like, yeah, I think I posted 7 videos yesterday because I just had so many ideas when I was off that I just wrote them down. I was like, "I'll just post
7."
I think I posted 7. Yeah,
it's a lot. You don't even have to continue.
7 or 5.
It's a lot.
Yeah, and then I'm okay. Like, it's getting cold now. So
how's the girlfriend?
Huh? Who? So it's okay. Like, it's getting cold right now. Like
as we're sitting, we're freezing.
Yeah, like it's getting cold. It's feeling pretty cold at night. So you know what that means? It means electric blankets are on, heaters are on, all those things. You know, that child the units more. But I'm just so grateful for my faith, my religion. I think that's the most beautiful thing I've been experiencing. I think the other day I even smiled just thinking about God. I was like, wow, like what a vibe that brew is. And you know, we'll get into it. Can we go into Lerata Ditab actually?
Yeah, let's get into it.
So Pope Francis actually recently just passed away.
During Easter.
I think on the Sunday he passed away. Some people are like conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
But he actually met up with the Vice President of America, JD, before he passed away. And he wouldn't see him, and he said, no, you'll see my second, you know, and all those things. So he stood against the Trump administration, spoke about, you know, a layer of different things that are happening in the world that are sad, you know, the wars and etc. And then he finally passed away. And there's a movie, it's called The Convent, something like that. And it's about the process of what happens after the Pope dies.
Okay.
Right? And I'm not going to spoil it, but they do a whole election. But these guys, Tato, it's the bishops and staff of the church, whatever, the most important people of the church. Yeah. They take away their phones. They lock every single window, lock every single door. They can't leave. They have to have 2/3 majority to vote for the next Pope. So they vote many, many times until everyone can agree on who the next Pope will become.
So they're voting who's the closest person.
Yeah.
To represent how true God is.
Yes.
Keep in mind,
everybody wants to be
the Pope. Yeah, because you're the guy.
You're the guy. Like, you're literally like the head of the church.
You're the guy.
And anyone is allowed to like nominate themselves and be like, yo, I want to become the Pope. Obviously, you have to have a certain level of status in the church and etc. Right? Mm. So I'm predicting now that we may, because of how progressive the world is becoming, I think we might have our first non-white Pope. And I think you guys are going to be like, what level? But I think we might have our first white Pope. Okay, but anyways, what else is happening in the world? Grace has been traveling all over the world with GMC. She's with huge influencers such as Kay Yarms and stuff. And we're seeing the vibes. We're seeing the luxury from her and just the overall hard work that she's been exhibiting. Yeah. And it's finally paying off. And we're seeing it in her brand trip, which has been beautiful on the socials.
Yeah, she did a trip with... She did a trip with Nivea and then she did a trip with Omoda.
Yeah.
I know the one to China was Omoda. I don't know what the previous one
was. I heard her say GMC. That's why I wrote GMC.
What's GMC?
It's a car brand.
Oh.
So I don't know if I think it was GMC in there. Or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was something. Yeah, but it's a car brand. It was a car brand.
But it's not.
Brand,
I think it's really, you know, people like Grace really show the potential of influencer marketing for the youth. Yeah. I think also a good example for parents when their kids say, I want to be an influencer. I want to be a storyteller. I want to be a scriptwriter. It's like, okay, cool. We're seeing people generate tons of income from this job through hard work, consistency, and high quality content. So I think she's a nice face of because she's the face of influence. She's the face of influencers right now.
Yeah, I think definitely. Like I'd say influencer of the year coming from last year.
Yeah,
coming from last
even
year.
Even this year, there's no influencer that I think is like has as much motion as Grace right now.
Yeah, I also don't think so.
Do you guys know anyone?
I don't think so right now. I don't know anyone right now.
No one has as much motion. She's got the most motion.
And if they do have equal motion, it's because I don't know them and they are part of another community like Cape Town Afrikaans influencers, you know? Because there are those Cape Town Afrikaans influencers that we don't know about that are huge.
Because even if there's someone that's bigger than Grace, man, she's extremely influential.
Yes, definitely.
So she is shaping how content is being created.
Definitely.
And that's like the biggest boss. She's influencing influencers.
Yeah.
Influences people, influence people. But yeah, that's what I've seen has been happening. I don't know what else has been happening, bro.
Like, yeah, so also, I don't know if you've ever watched the show, it's called Baddies.
Oh yeah, they're coming to Africa.
They were in South Africa, like on Monday.
South Africa?
Huh?
Because I watched...
Is it a South African show? I'm not too sure.
No. Baddies is a show in America.
Yes,
in America. I've watched Baddies.
Thank you.
I've had some Baddies that have showed me Baddies.
Okay. Right? Thank you.
So it's like basically these girls, you have OGs.
Yeah.
And you've got like the newbies. And they travel together, they clap together, they chill together. They're always fighting and rocking and doing like, crazy
So they
things.
Were at a... they actually had a fight in SA on Monday outside... what is that club? Makunjalo. What is it? How do you pronounce that?
Makubunjalo,
what is it that you know what I'm talking about? You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
Jalos.
You should watch the
auditions for Baddies.
Really?
It's hilarious. So it's got like three judges.
Yeah.
Right? And then they have people come in batches who want to come to Baddies Africa. Yeah. So they'll put like 15 people. And the one guy will be like, okay, cool. Who wants a ticket to come? Like, I want to come. Okay, fuck her up. Then they start throwing hands.
No.
Some hands will come and twerk, some hands will strip. Like, they behave like so unruly.
Wow, that's crazy. But reality TV show bangs. So
yeah.
Shout out for them being in SA. One more time, guys, we're going to mention that we are doing a live show soon.
Yeah.
Please watch out for our handles. At Seated With, go follow us. You will probably see the announcements there on our socials. Mm-hmm. Follow me, follow Tato, and we will be there. Okay, let's start off the podcast. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so getting tired mentally. Let's talk about our mental drainers for a second. Like, what are your mental drainers in this current time of your
life?
That's
so good, because I feel like if you're able to identify what mentally drains you know what to like prevent.
How to prevent and how to progress.
Never thought about what my mental drainers are. But of course, from the jump, it's like lack of community actually drains me a lot. Like me not being able to see friends, me not being able to see family, people. Can drain me. It can make me feel unfulfilled. So that drains me, and that's like, one of my drainers. So lack of community. Two, I've seen like not like my diet, bro. Like what I eat. So like if I'm eating really unhealthy, if I'm partying a lot, if I'm drinking a lot of alcohol, I feel like hangovers literally are what depression is. I feel like we forget that alcohol is a depressant. So that's also like a big drainer of mine. And then a third one. Do you want to go for a few? Should I just do my last one?
I'm still thinking. Because I'm like, you're so like able to just quickly identify. I'm still trying to think of one.
You know, somebody said to me, somebody said I'm extremely self-aware.
Yo, like you literally and just went in. Like, I'm just there like, what the hell? Okay, I'll name one. I'd say maybe social media. Social media can sometimes drain me.
Okay.
Main accounts. Social media can drain me. Like my main account. Finsta is my freedom place.
What's a Finsta for all the...
For all the age. People are listening with age. Finsta is basically a burner account where you're allowed to post anything. You can be your true, authentic self. Especially when you can't do that on...
Main accounts. Because we have like brand support. So you guys can't see us...
Yeah, that's not like on some like things. Me being... Wada, popular. It's just like your brands are always watching the negative as well. You don't want to be too negative. So be negative on the space. But social media, definitely social media. I'll be on social media... And then you just scroll, and then you see a 19-year-old whipping a Porsche. You're like, jeez, like, hey, jeez, buddy, eh?
Selling an e-commerce course.
And he's selling an e-book. And you're like, wow, like, or Forex Brews. I saw Jason Bryan outside of his new Gusheshe. That was a banger. Yeah, I was like, Joe.
What about a failed talking stage?
No, drain. Oh, relationships can also be a mental drainer. we're not allowed to say that one. We're not allowed to say that. Are we allowed to say that one?
No. Yeah. You can speak freely.
No, it can be. If you're in a point of conflict with your significant
other. That is probably one of the most effective drainers out there.
Yeah.
Especially when you're deeply in love with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, that can really mess up your day. I had to, like, pray against that, like, a lot. So I used to, like, every time I'm at home, so every time I'm with friends, and they ask me for, like, what should we pray for you? Mm. I always say, please pray for my emotional regulation.
Really?
And they're always so confused. Like, please tell me more so I can pray properly. I'm like, no, help me not allow for something bad happening to affect my day. to affect my next 2 hours. Let that bad thing exist, and I think about it, then I'll fix it later, or I must forget about it.
Yeah.
Because for me, in past relationships, bro, like, and I think Percy's the same. Like, we spoke about this. Like, when I'm dating somebody, like, if I'm in a relationship, bro, like, and we fight, like, bro, I'm going to be sour at work. I'm going to be sour at
everywhere.
Home. I'm going to be sour when I'm gaming. I'm gonna
even
be sour
when you're watching the TikToks, boy, they don't bang anymore.
Yeah,
like
I struggle to eat.
Eating.
I struggle to take care of myself.
Sleeping.
Because it's all that consumes me. Yeah. So when I pray for emotional regulation, I'm praying for my drainers to not consume me.
Yeah. So we're still going to go. Don't worry, guys. We're not going to be all negative. We're still going to go on to like how to fix all of this.
Yeah.
But I want to go into a very popular term that, you know, we've been hearing a lot on the internet, which is crashing out.
Yeah.
Crash out. You know, we have this thing of saying, yo, you dog, something. I crashed out that day.
Yeah.
Which basically for people listening back home, it's basically
for the my fellow millennials.
This is
Benji, I'm only with the terms because of my friends being there.
Yeah.
I would not know what crashing out if I was still just chilling with like Matladi.
Yeah. But crashing out is basically just like
losing control,
having a tantrum. I think that is
throwing a tantrum
is like that's the best way to describe it. But people can sometimes say how therapeutic crashing out can be, like you're letting go of all the energy. Not you, because you know I feel like we as people who try to emotionally regulate, try that to be the calm, cool, collected. It can be very tiring to be that character all the time in your relationships when the other person is just chaos. Sometimes you also have to just chaos it out. You know what I mean?
And you know how hard it is to not crash out?
Yeah.
You know, when your partner is crashing out.
Yeah, it's like, very hard.
I've seen that like through many experiences, I've been able to be calmer in conflict resolution. Mm. But for some reason, if I'm dating somebody who loses control, like, bro, I struggle to maintain control.
So I want you to give us, and I also give one, like, what I call a valid crash out. So give us a story of you validly, like a valid crash out.
Okay, I'll make it simple. Like, let's say we're discussing something.
Mm.
Let's say you and I are having a fight. And then I'm like, yo, I don't like how you touch my Red Bull.
Yeah.
And then I'm like explaining, and then you speak over me. Then I'm like, dude. Or like, like you speak over me one, right? Like, I'm like, no, but no. It's like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, okay, cool. But it's like, no, but boy, like you don't let me get my point across.
Yeah.
Right? And you lack the ability to hear what I'm saying, to understand it and absorb it.
Yeah.
So you can then react.
Yeah.
You'll be reactive from each sentence, not knowing that I might give you what you want to hear throughout my entire statement. Yeah. So I think a valid crash out from me in the past has been someone constantly cutting me.
I'm sorry for like laughing. I'm just picturing you in your relationships. No, point of order. Point of order. Honorable member, you are speaking over me. You know what I mean? I literally just pictured that as your whole relationship. So.
And like, it took me to a point where once, like, I used to go mute then. So like, let's say like I'm speaking, then I get spoken over.
Yeah.
I'd say, okay, cool now.
Yeah.
I'd say, you're right. Let's leave it then.
Yeah. Okay, so...
what about you?
So for me, a valid crash out... I think, you know, you wake up in the morning, maybe you write an exam, that exam didn't go well, you failed that exam, you know, and then you check, you want to go get some food, you check your account, there's 50 rand, you say, you know, let me just go eat, sleep for lunch. You go to your res room, you get into your res room, as you unlock the door, the key falls, you know, and you finally get into the room, I think that is a valid crash out to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because you've just been so frustrated the whole day. Like you can finally just crash out and let it go, you know? But I want to talk about, because now we've identified our mental drainers. How do you turn those mental drainers into points of focus to know that, okay, if this occurs, I should do this, you know? How do you fix your mental drainers so they don't drain anymore? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I'm trying to think. So let me go back to my mental drainers. So the one was like, I spoke about diet, like what I eat.
Yeah.
And then I also just link it towards like cleanliness.
Yeah.
So I think when I can see that, okay, I'm eating constantly bad. Okay, my place is constantly dirty.
Mm.
Instead of just cleaning and like fixing my diet, those are the moments where I do a deeper dive into, okay, how am I? Then I'll write down four pillars. Okay, how am I when it comes to God? How am I when it comes to my relationship with my family? How am I when it comes to my relationship with friends? And how am I in terms of my romantic sense? Then I literally go deeper into each person. Okay, with God, okay, cool. I feel like this. I pray for these things. Okay, this is happening. Okay, cool. That's not the cause. So I do like a root cause analysis. Then I'll go to family. Okay, cool. With this thing. Oh, I actually didn't like what Level said to me on Tuesday. like, I think I just brushed it off, but it's kind of maybe sitting at the back of my head. Okay, let me jot that down and keep it there. Okay, then move to family. Oh, I actually don't think I'm happy with how that conversation went or what this person did. Move to work. Oh, ish, I've been waiting for that thing from Mbali. She hasn't sent it to me. And then from there, I'll do a deep dive into all the time. Okay, cool. These are things that could possibly be pushing me towards a point of like not being happy. Because I feel like we neglect how powerful the subconscious is and how powerful the subconscious affects your day-to-day, right? Then when I identify all those things, I then try to tick all those boxes. Okay, Lebs, yo, boys, you remember that conversation we had? I didn't like that thing. Yo, buddy, did you know this thing? I don't like this thing. Yo, she wouldn't know this thing. If it's a romantic partner. Yo, babe, I feel like every time you come here on holiday and it's just all you can eat. You know what I'm saying? You're not contributing to...
Buffet.
It's a buffet. You're not contributing towards buffet. Our relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
And then I tend to feel lighter. I've also seen, like, even when it comes to my work ethic, that's always the biggest drainer. So my lack of work ethic, my lack of getting things done. Then what I'll do is, like, okay, cool, take out a piece of paper. Then let me actually go back to writing to-do lists. Let me go back to holding myself accountable. Let me try to find a system like Notion to try to, you know, see my entire workflow.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because I've seen that those are my biggest drainers. And that's always my solution to my drainers. Doing a deep dive, understanding that it might not be something that's very obvious. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes you're in a bad mood, you're like, why? It's like, I just am. That's not the case, bro. Something is sitting with you. But we've set up these walls and these strategies to help us get through bad things in a toxic manner by just ignoring it or by not speaking about it or by not understanding it. You get me? So I've really been trying to jump into my subconscious a lot. And then obviously, like prayer, because prayer helps you see.
I think, like you said, like when people get into the emotional drainers, the number one thing they always say when we say, what's wrong is I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I think that's a very common thing, you know. And I think that, like we did, you know, practice this exercise of identifying your mental drainers. Because when you can see it, when you can know your mental drainers off by heart, when you can say, okay, one of my mental drainers when my room is dirty. If I can see my place is becoming dirty, I'm like, hey, there we go. You're going to get triggered.
Yeah.
So it's up to me now to stand up, clean, or get someone to clean the place or whatever.
Yeah.
And take care of myself, you know what I mean? So I just think, everyone at home, you know, if you have the time, if you're at home right now, you're not driving, you're not, et cetera. If you have the time, write down your mental drainers right now. Write here, you know, be seated with yourself and think of how you can tackle your mental drainers and take hold of the life that you deserve. You know?
100%.
Someone told me our perception can be reality. And if your perception is that you can fall short to your mental drainers, that'll be your whole life.
Yeah.
I wrote this thing where I said, like, I think you saw one of my close friends. I was like, yo, I had the worst possible day, wada wada, etc. But this time, instead of drowning, we know that we must swim. Yeah. You know what I mean? This time we swim. So have that swimming mentality. Okay, I want to talk about pouring. Because obviously with being mentally tired, we have different cups that surround us. I think you already categorized them basically when you're talking about what you would look for. You know, your family, community, love life, you know, body, eating, you know, cleanliness. And all these cups that we pour into, and we have our own cup that needs to be poured into.
Yeah.
Talk to me about how do you identify that you're pouring too much out of your cup? How do you identify that? Do you want me to go first on that one, actually?
You can go first, but I'm happy to, but you can go first.
I think that the pouring the cup thing, like, you need to understand your body is like a battery that charges at night when you sleep.
Yeah.
The whole day, any decision that you make to help anyone, you're opening up an application on the phone, the battery goes down a bit. There's no battery for you to enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? So I think that in identifying your pourings I don't think I have ever gotten it right. I don't think I've ever gotten it, I've ever been able to identify it. But I do think it is within feeling that you can feel I'm doing too much. And sometimes we ignore that feeling of I'm doing too much. But other times you're like, no, I know I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
So maybe you can help us out there.
It's tricky, dude. For example, this week is a great example of me feeling like I was pouring into the cups around me and not into my own cup. because I've been experiencing a lot of new things.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when you make a new friend,
yeah,
you start wanting to pour into that friendship, right? When you pour into that friendship, you want to do things with that person, you want to hang out with that person, you want to prioritize being around that person, right? Because it's so much fun, it's so enjoyable. And then when it comes to work, obviously there's natural cups that you're pouring in every day, family always pouring every day. But something new, you start seeing yourself step away from the things that you want to do in your natural time. And for me, a big thing I've been wanting to do for the past 2 weeks is go to Homsa and start boxing. And I haven't done these things because I've been pouring into new friendships and into new ideas, into new businesses. So I see it when I'm not doing the things that I want to do for myself at my time. So it's tricky, bro, because you're actually making me realize that, okay, cool. Is that an unhealthy way to start a new friendship, to start a new relationship, to start a new business venture? Yeah, so it's like, that's when I started seeing. So now, I know that that's not your question, but now that makes me think, you go into a new business venture, new relationship, new friendship, and you start sacrificing your time towards building that thing, is that a bad thing? Should we be having boundaries that no matter what comes that's new, should it not affect your personal cup pouring into your own cup.
Your own cup.
Should not affect.
I want to take you to, because I see where you're going. You're on the extreme left. Let me take you to the extreme right. When we tell young men, hey, you need to give up everything. You need to give up dating. You need to give up the world. You need to give up entertainment. You need to wake up at 4 a.m. Gym until 7.
Yeah.
Pray until 8. Journal until 10. You know, that Ashton Hall mentality, you know. That is the extreme right, where we tell people to give up everything and pour only into your cup. Grind mentality, you know, and I think a lot of men experience that grind mentality, which also can make them mentally, you know, drained and then tired, etc.
Yeah.
So I think we need to find a balance of life, of saying, no, I need to pour into people here and here that I value, while still being able to achieve your ultimate best self.
Yeah.
That's the tricky part, because I think that we end up pouring a little bit too much to other people's cups, that we don't achieve ultimate best self, but we achieve a I am okay level self.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay.
My life is balanced.
My life is okay-ish self. But you know you should be in the gym. I know I should be in the gym. I've been saying I want to go back to gym for long. I know I want to start running again. You know, those things. That's the best self, and I know it. So the only thing that's stopping you from becoming the best self is, funny enough, you. Because you need to monitor your cups and how much you flow into each cup.
It's crazy. You know, one thing that I'm really struggling, I was listening to a podcast by Jay Shetty, because Mbali's been telling me to listen to
Jay Shetty, what an amazing man, and Diary of a CEO, and
he was speaking about what we were speaking about, and it was all about conflict resolution and those things we spoke about, being avoidance, being
attachment styles,
right? And he ended up speaking about, like, being so, your body being so comfortable with toxicity or being so comfortable with the past experience. And he, to fast forward, he basically said, bro, it's so easy for us to sit in things that are bad for us. And it's so uncomfortable and difficult for us to sit in things that are good for us because we need to rewire the brain. So I think, like, advice to everyone listening at home, and advice to yourself, and advice to myself, to you, and advice to myself, what we need to start doing is that, when we are putting ourselves in these uncomfortable positions, gymming, running, boxing, new business ventures.
These dope, by the way, great for you, all these things.
All these things that are great for you. We need to speak to ourselves and say, in the moment where you want to not do it, or you want to have doubt, you need to say, okay, cool, what am I feeling in that moment? So now in the gym, let's say I wake up in the morning, I'm like, okay, cool, I want to go, yo, I just want to sleep a little bit longer, I'm tired, an extra hour. You need to say, okay, cool, right now I am self-sabotaging this thing. This is a thing that I need to change my perspective on this thing. I need to rewire and say out loud, me going to the gym will be good for me in the long run. Me staying inside here is me sitting in this discomfort.
Definitely.
So I think it's more than just an action thing of like, let me go try gym, let me try this new business. It's more of a thing of like, yo, your tongue.
Perception is reality.
Yeah, it's your tongue. So we need to start really practicing what comes out of our mouths.
Your perception is your reality.
And like, I think what, if we can lock that in, it'll change a lot.
What a powerful thing. Like, how you perceive a task is the reality of that task to you. If you put good energy into a task, like, for example, I did not want to shoot the podcast this week. From Monday, I didn't want to shoot the podcast on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But perception is reality. You just have to say to yourself, but what can this give me? the opportunities that this can give me, the mindsets that this can give me, the beauty. I'm going to save our last part of when you are tired and at the end of the rope, how do you start pulling back up for final remarks? I think that would be nice. So we're going to go into top five. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, top five. Welcome to top five. Okay. Today's top five. Yes. All they talk about is dating, is the top five red flags in South African dating culture.
Yes, start us off.
Yeah, I'll say talking. I'll say talking stages. The concept of a talking stage.
So the top five red flags.
Yeah, of South African dating culture. I'm not attacking women. I'm not attacking men. I'm attacking the dating culture. Hallelujah. I want to say talking stages. I'm
not scared to attack, but I'm going to attack.
Okay, it's okay. You can attack. I'll say talking stages. I think some use them as a tool. Some use them as an escape. That's my first one.
Ooh.
Some use them as a tool. Some use them as an escape. I want you to really hear me when I say that. Yeah.
I think one thing for me is like, I'm trying to wear my sweaters in the best way and not centered around one gender. But I'm going to center it around one gender. When a courtship, the level of courtship that a man must do to a woman.
Yeah.
It's like, when I like you, I need to become like your husband. Buy you flowers. I don't mind these things, right? It's just the level of expectation some people have
is unrealistic.
It's unrealistic during
period.
Huh?
It's the new man thing. It's what we men say. We don't say period anymore. We say period.
Oh,
yep. Catch the wave. Catch
See, guys,
wave.
If I wasn't with Gen Z's, I wouldn't know period.
Period.
You get me? So it's like, and guys, the basics are fine. Obviously, you must be a gentleman. You must buy flowers. You must, you know, pay for the first date. Those things are fine. But the level of expectation that exists now, like, yo, send me R1,000 e-wallet. Yo,
for my I'm at the mall. I just saw something cute. Please send me 5 clipper to buy this thing. Like, yeah,
I'm struggling to articulate it, but I just feel like the level of courtship that is expected is insane. Even from guys, too. Like, guys will date a girl for a week, and then they want a chef. Bro, that's not your wife.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, now they want a chef. They want a cleaner. It's like, no, but my goal, that's my love language. It's guys, you guys are children. You guys are kids at home. I think we're forgetting we're kids, and you guys don't have marriage certificates.
Do you know why?
You're dating. My father even told this to me. He's like, you guys are dating, and you behave like you guys are married.
Do you know, back in the day, right? And I think this is where, this is my number two. Yeah? It's I call it like apartment dating. So that's my number two problem in SA dating culture. And apartment dating, it's basically like, come to my place, let's watch a movie, let's, you know, chill. Then you probably end up having sex. Boom. Then you do that next week, but in a different format. Hey, do you not want to watch a movie? Do you want to come over and work together? Boom. Have sex. Go to sleep. The thing. And then the next time it's like, yo, you want to bake together, but you're just apartment dating. You're staying in the apartment. And traditionally, courtship would happen outside the house. You know, it's like, let me drop you. Then you walk the girl back to her door, but you never saw the inside of the door until you start what? Dating. So I think South Africans are really addicted.
We're having sex too soon.
Oh, yobi.
We're having sex too soon. That's real. We're having sex.
So that's my number two. Apartment
and wax can drunker the wax. Sex can drunker the mind.
Yeah, bro.
Like, you
release serious hormones, bro.
Yeah, you release lots of hormones, and you also feel like a connection. Like, yo, I get this person so much. No, this person is relieving stress in you.
Yeah.
And you giving you pleasure.
I know you heard me speaking on that apartment there. You say, damn, that nigga's spitting like
that nigga's attacking me. But no, like, I'm a big doer of both. So like, I love me a good apartment dating, but it happens after the date. So I will always pick you up, we'll always go on a date, and then from there, why are you leaving? Like, let's go spend some time together.
I think,
guys, if I really like a girl, I will integrate her into my life like this.
I think if I'm honest, and I'll say it now, if a guy, you guys are talking, and the first link up is at his place. My sister, I have bad news for you. You have a long way to go until you get a promotion.
Yeah,
no. Until you get a promotion.
Because he should be looking at you like, yo, where am I going to take her?
Yeah, like, yo,
what am I
going
to do for her? Like, how am I going to make her feel like this thing between her and I needs to last forever?
Yeah. Okay, so that's definitely two. You have to go on. You can go as far as you can. If you can't get to the five, it's
a bad dating culture. I think we're good at the parents thing. We don't introduce people to parents too soon.
Yeah.
I think that's a good black culture. Good thing, so I'm black proud of us there. That's a positive.
Shout out
to
SA.
I think, guys, I'm guilty myself. A relationship in its early stage, no, a talking stage in its early stages needs to be between myself and the person I'm talking to. Not myself, the person I'm talking to, and all of her friends, and all of my friends. And because you get so many people's opinions. Let me tell you guys something, man. When you go through something at the talking stage, and you ask Lebo or Tabang or Mbali for advice, they will give you advice based off of their past traumas, and not based off of the behaviors of the person that you're dating. Mm. So we do this thing where we allow for our entire community's past traumas to come and infiltrate something that could be very, very beautiful.
Now, Lisedi, that does not mean you must stay with that man just because you know the real him. And you know him better than anyone else. He's still a trash man. Lisedi, are you listening to me, Lisedi? Okay, continue, continue.
So I think a relationship in the beginning needs to be between you and this person, because no matter the person's previous behaviors before they were with you, it doesn't define who they are now. You could have been with a person who was a mean person, a toxic person, or a snacks person, but that could be their past. So now, when are we going to let people define themselves based off of their present? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, another bad thing about SA dating culture, and it has nothing to do with the people, it's the economy. The economy right now, it will make you look like you don't love your partner. It will make you look like you don't value that human being. So, and in SA, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we're heading towards inflation. Like, it's insane. We've already hit the VAT tick. So now we might go into, you know, a bad timing. So, guys, if you are a woman and you're listening to this, give your boyfriend a hug. Give that partner a hug. Give your partner a hug and just say, what you do for me is enough. I love you. And what you will give me in the future, it will be enough as well. Damn, how I'd love to hear those words. Wouldn't you?
I'll send her the episode.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you guys like that? Someone just hugging you and saying, dude, you're doing your best and I appreciate you.
You know what's
in this economy, it's bad. And you give me everything you can. Wow.
You know, I've seen that the bar is so low for me.
Yeah.
The bar is so low for me because, like, when I'm talking to somebody, I will pay for everything.
Yeah.
Right? Bro, as soon as a girl buys me something that small. Is 45 rand,
I
I'm
feel
saying
like a child.
Thank you every 20 minutes, bro.
I can't
I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you. Or someone else, what do you want to eat? It's like, no, I glitch. What do I want to eat? No, I'm fine. Then, because that happened to me recently, someone bought me food, nah? And then I was like,
oh, you better.
And then I got home, and then I was like, dude, thank you so much for like thinking about me during lunch yesterday. Yeah. That was really sweet. And those are like, what? That time I've spent 2 trillion on food. In the past week.
But that's different. That's what early stages. When you're in a relationship and they say, what do you want to eat? I start saying lobster, the ribs, give me some milkshake, maybe a burger on the side. Cause I'm getting my lick back of all the expenses. Like I need to make sure I'm
full. I don't like that culture.
I don't wanna
build somebody there and it's like I'm spending. When it's time for them to spend, I finish them off.
No, I don't finish you off.
You just named lobster, the ribs,
ribs. I'm saying that's
meta.
I eat to my taste, not your finance. I eat to my taste, not your finance, girl.
What I like is a nice tango.
So when you're at a restaurant and a girl orders her bloody fifth margarita, knowing that she would have stopped at 2 if it was on her finances, you don't think she's lobstering it up and burger and steak?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly what I'm saying. No, so you should. No, you don't deserve the love that you give. No, Come on, brother, love yourself more.
Let me tell.
Love yourself.
Let me tell you what I was trying to say, man. I was trying to say that, like I don't like that extreme thing. Like, okay, she's been spending. Because obviously, maybe you guys have different budgets.
No. I'm saying, why are you considering someone's budget when they don't consider your budget? If someone offers you food, and they say, "What do you want?" It means pick what you want. When you answer that question, you must say before you answer, say, "How much do I love myself?" Before I answer.
Yeah.
And when you realize the answer, say, I want lobster, I want the chips, and I want the milkshake.
Yeah.
Because when you say, what do you want? Do you think that person holds back?
No, that's my point. My point was, I don't like the whole extreme shooting.
Yeah.
I prefer consideration continuously between both parties.
Sure.
So she mustn't go to 5 margaritas. She must buy 1 or 2.
Okay.
And say, do you think 3 is too much? Or should we chill a bit?
Yeah.
Like, how's our budget looking? Mm. Then when it's my turn, I can also say, okay, cool, yo, can I get like 3 Long Islands or 3 Double Jamesons and appetizer?
Yeah, you ask.
I think that's more
better.
Effective
yes.
for a long-lasting
yes.
balanced relationship.
Yes, more healthier.
Not sniper shots, oyster. Yeah. Sniper shot, five margaritas. You get me?
Okay, okay. So now we're both, I think, on four or three, but we'll just do one more because we also have a good dialogue. I loved this top five, by the way. I think it's my new favorite top five. So I'll put that up there. Oh, also, guys, right after this, we're going to read your top fives that you sent us for last week. Worst places to meet a partner. Oh. And then, yeah, then we'll finish that off with top five. Okay, last one. Honorable mentions. What is wrong with SA dating culture? What are the red flags with SA dating culture? We've mentioned the economy. We've mentioned expectation management. We've mentioned types of people. We've mentioned everything. So what's the last one? Just
I'm trying to think.
Big problem with SA dating culture.
I think we both parties, both genders, we like a lot of love bombing happens. I don't know if that happens with you. There's a lot of love bombing. I think we are so desperate for love that when we experience something, like, we are like, yeah, you're my wife. You're my husband. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna babies with you. I don't know.
Okay, I get you, I get you. My one, I'm going to definitely say, and this one is the one that's an honorable mention. I don't think it's that extreme in SA, but I do think it's still there. It's the competitive nature of SA dating. I think that women and men, funny enough, women compete with their relationship standards with each other. That is why we have rose culture of 1 million roses. That's why we have certain influences, it being their brand and all that, the man is teasing them well.
Yeah.
You know, it's a competitive nature.
Yeah.
And then with men, they compete with looks and stuff, like it's really cheapy. It's a trophy, trophy wife mentality without the feelings of...
Yeah, she's a good person.
Inside. So that's why I'm saying both sides, SA has a very big...
Hey, men don't like dating hands that they boys don't find attractive, eh?
Ah, they don't.
Is she bad, boys? Is she
This girl knows you like the back of your hand. She knows you like everything. But when you show your boys, they're like, oh, But those moments, and this is for the young men, never, ever, ever let your love be about everyone around you, but the two of you. Like,
yeah. Also, don't be too, like...
Like, oh, God.
Don't be too centered... I know this...
Don't be
too centered on how a person looks facially.
I also agree.
Find them attractive.
Find them attractive, yes.
But don't be too centered on it, like, what do my boys think? Like, yeah. Or, ish, she's like a... She's a cutie, but, ish. Yeah. Don't be too focused on the ish.
Yeah.
She's a cutie, she's a cutie. Then speak about the ish.
Hush, cara, man. Gotta give me paid.
You understand?
Gotta give him a bit. I give the kinds of gotta give in China because it must.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely agree with that one. Okay, Tato, you actually have the photos, or do you want me to read the previous top fives? I got it actually. I got it already. Okay, so these are some of your top five.
What was the top five last time?
Worst places to meet a partner. So DJ _ Yam says 1, groove. 2, event. And 3, groove. That's a bit of a funny one. Shout out to you. that's very funny. Definitely agree that groove can be a very, very bad place. Do you want to read some? Or social?
Yeah, sure. Earth Tutulu says the club, any retail store, the street, a restaurant, while she's with her girls, anywhere in jail.
I actually got a girl's number from a retail store once.
I was there.
You were there, yeah. Sorry. Hey, you were there, man. Hey. We are Papa, man.
Hey.
Yeah, so I actually got... And, wow, worst decision of my life. You should never get a number of someone where you shop. Yeah. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Because I don't shop anymore.
We never said this, actually.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can say who said it. Sorry, don't forget to say it.
Kosa Goddess, social media, the gym, the library, only if you're both regulars, groove, and Tinder.
Social media, if you move from Instagram to WhatsApp, yes. If you move from Instagram... to WhatsApp, yes.
Yeah.
But if you stay on Instagram, you can find the love of your life. If you keep chatting on Instagram.
Yeah.
The problem is when you move from Instagram to WhatsApp, that is when the...
Yeah.
That's when
I've seen, like, if we stay on Instagram, I can talk to you for a while. Once you get my numbers, like, I'm going to stop responding.
Last one there.
Groove, tuck shop, open bracket, Makuleng, close bracket, groove again.
Who said that one?
Moimus.
Moimus.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys who've been participating with Top 5, Top 5.
Yeah, shout out to you.
You guys, go check out our Instagram. I think this episode will be out on Wednesday. So the next week, Monday. So you can comment, what is your top 5 worst red flags about SA dating culture? But if you can't wait, do it in the comments right now. Okay.
Then final remarks when it comes to the fatigue and the emotional draining. I think a lot of our points had our final remarks. I think I'm going to repeat what we said.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think definitely, like, do what Level said. Write down your drainers when it comes to your mental health. Identify them and understand them, because they could be living in your subconscious. And then from there, do a young checklist, a young to-do list, like whether it be having to have a conversation with somebody on an uncomfortable matter, whether it has to be you doing your job and getting those projects done, get that done. Or three, it's just about pouring into your own cup again and, like, you know, doing things for yourself. And they can really boost you and help you get all the way to December. Because December is a time where we're meant to rest at peace. Not trying to rest when you're broke and tired. You want to rest at peace. So let's do that so that when we get to December, we can rest at peace and enjoy ourselves and come back into good spirits in Jan.
Sorry, I just from what you're saying, I just want to read something that I sent one of my friends. Because I feel like someone needs to hear that today. Top five.
Yeah, sound like a priest, like somebody in the comments. This is for somebody in the congregation.
There is so much beauty in choosing to be happy over being dark, you know, and just being in a point of darkness. You have two choices. You can either choose faith or fear. And living in faith, I can promise you, you will be more fulfilled daily than living in fear. Be your savior today. Like, be your own savior. That's what I wanted to say. I feel like that ties heavily with what everything we were saying. Like, everything we're saying is just advice, but it's up to you to actually, like, try to do something to change your problems, you know? Yeah, that's my thing. I hope you guys have loved watching Seated. It's been your boy Lebo and Tato. We will see you guys soon. And hey, last time, shameless plug, we are having a live show. So if you guys want to be like, yo, hi, Lebo, in person, in front of us, in a live audience, look out at our social media pages, because we are going to announce something pretty soon. Oh, yeah. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life, we'll be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.